Welcome back to another episode of the Dropback Podcast. I am Bradley, as always, joined by my co-host Zane. And if you missed last episode, go give that a listen if you haven't already. I know it's been a while. It's been a while, but go give that a listen. But we are back, and football's back. So how are you doing today, Zane?
I'm doing great. I mean, like you said, football's back. We're back. Everybody's back, you know? The Patriots are back. No, I wish. But yeah, we're back, better than ever, finally, after a month hiatus, a couple vacations in there, lots of work, I'm sure, for both of us, but we're back. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm excited to be back. I've missed this. I have missed doing the podcast and just talking about football. But yeah, like you said, it's been a while, so, but we are back. Okay.
And I feel bad to the audience. I apologize. We did say we were not going to take another break when we did. It just happened that way because I went on vacation for half of July. We would have had to pre-record half of July. That wasn't fair to y'all. All right, so I figured probably best we just wait until...
Yeah, and to be fair, there's not been a lot to talk about. We would have just been pulling things just... out of a random left field, so
yeah, it would have just been pretty much yacht fest after yacht fest. But now we're back to football. So
yeah, did you catch the Hall of Fame game?
I did not. I was at work. Mm. I was upset.
Yeah, I was too. I mean, I watched it occasionally, but
yeah, I did see the kickoff, but I was at work. Yeah. I'm trying not to work during the games, hopefully, but I'm sure there's going to be a couple I'm going to miss, and that's okay. I have Sundays off, and I have Monday nights off. But, of course, Thursdays, I might miss a couple. It's okay. Patriots don't play on a Thursday besides this week, and I don't work this Thursday. So.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, I mean, preseason starts, like, full force this week. It starts Thursday, right?
Yeah, Thursday.
Yeah, so we'll get to see these rookies. I mean, I've heard, you know, I texted you last night about it. Drake May supposedly been bad, quote unquote.
He has not been bad. I promise every Patriots reporter has said he has looked a lot numbers than the he's looked a lot better than the numbers say. Today he went 4 of 10 with an interception. Hold on. 3 dropped passes, a batted pass at the line that ended up being an interception, and then 1 slight overthrow. Okay, so 3 dropped passes in there.
Yeah, and you can really never trust training camp too.
No, you can't. I mean, CJ Stroud was looking bad up until start of the season, remember? So like, yeah. There's nothing. You don't worry about it until
season. Yeah, like last year, the Steelers looked like a completely different team in the preseason. They looked really good. Kenny Pickett looked good. But it's like, look at what they did. So, you can never look at training camp. Training camp's irrelevant in my eyes. Somewhat.
It's important for the players. It is not important for us. It is important for the players.
Yes, yes, I completely agree with that statement. That's what I meant.
I love training camp. I love being at training camp. That's where I was one of the weeks. I will talk about that in the AFC East video, which will be 2 weeks from now. We're going to go north, south, east, west. Yeah, that's
are you sure you don't want to talk about it now?
No, I'm okay.
All right. I can wait. Well, yeah. The news that's happened in this division, we're going to go, like, big news that's happened since we've been gone in each division, so it's not like a massive yap fest. So.
Wait, this whole episode, we wouldn't even have gotten to the record predictions. It would have just been yap. I feel like neither of us have talked football in weeks.
No, I know. It's been... well, the biggest news, or the most recent news, is Brandon Ayuk could be going to the Browns. So that is some big news. Or the Patriots.
Yeah.
The Steelers are out of it, but what are your thoughts on the Brandon Ayuk going to the Browns?
I think he should just be a Patriot. I mean, I think he should just suck it up, go to the better team, and just be a Patriot. I don't think he should let Kendrick Bourne go with it, go in the opposite way. But yeah, I think he should be a Patriot. No, I'm just kidding. I think he'd be great for the Browns. I mean, they have solid three with, or actually a solid four with Amari Cooper, Jerry Jeudy, Elijah Moore, and Cedric Tillman. But the only guy that I feel like is actually really good is Amari Cooper. So, you know, but that also scares me is because Amari Cooper, Jerry Jeudy, Ayuk, they're all route runners. That's their archetype. You're not going to have the big play downfield guy, really, as much. So that scares me with them a little bit. But I still think it'd be great. You're adding a top wide receiver.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be worried about the wide receiver core. I'd be worried about Deshaun Watson. Because, and how, like, I feel like Brandon Ayuk won't accept the Browns because he'd be going to a bad quarterback situation. Like, they have Jameis Winston as backup, which he's nearly better than Deshaun Watson. Because Deshaun Watson has not been good since he's been with the Texans. And I don't know if he would accept going to the Browns and going to that situation. But, like, if he did, it would be really good for the Browns' offense. And it's just, I would obviously hate it since I'm a Steelers fan. But I would hate it just in general.
Okay, like you mentioned, the quarterback thing. May at this point, I'd rather take the risk of going to Drake May and him being a stud for you for the next 4 years than, because apparently our deal is like a 4-year deal with him, over the Browns, and you don't know what your quarterback's going to be after this year. Deshaun Watson sucks after this year. They can get rid of him, so you could be screwed. Or you could, yeah, you're probably screwed, actually.
Yeah, I would rather take the risk. Or you could just stay in San Fran, where you've been to 2 Super Bowls.
Yeah,
so
I would take a pay cut.
You would what?
I would take a pay cut to stay with San Fran, just because your Super Bowl chances are a lot higher, and frankly, you can make a lot more money later in your career. You have a bunch of years left.
Yeah.
That's my opinion on it. Yeah. I don't know. I don't really have much more on the situation other than, because we don't know anything until tomorrow. That's when I'm sure it's going to happen. This probably by the end of the week. I expect it tomorrow. I don't expect it happening tonight. It's way too late for it. But yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you. But any big news we're missing?
The Bengals redid their locker room. It kind of looks clean.
No, yeah. The Bengals lost Tyler Boyd.
Yeah, which we knew about. We expected.
Yeah.
Nick Chubb might not start the regular season, but he's squatting 600 pounds, so he could.
He's even though he's coming off that bad injury, he's still like a dog.
The Bengals are the stupidest organization when it comes to wide receivers, because they won't pay T. Higgins and they haven't paid Ja'Marr Chase yet. Joe Burrow shaved his head.
Looking like...
There's not much.
Yeah. Do you want to just jump right into this? These predictions?
Let's start with the Steelers, yeah. Let's start with your team first.
Alright. Well, we'll just get the Steelers out of the way here.
No, I'm just
I think the Steelers are going to be a I fear I said this last year, but I think we're going to be a good team this year. I think we're going to be a playoff team. I feel like I say this every year, but it's hard to, like, it's hard not to say with Mike Tomlin. And I think we're going to have a top five defense this year. Our offense could be shaky. It just depends on the quarterback play. Because I think Russell Wilson should start the year, and then Justin Fields comes in if Russ plays bad. It just ultimately comes down to the quarterback play, and I think Russ and Fields have – I could see a path where it's a lot of play-action offense, and like that 2019 Titans. Like, that's – I just need one of the two quarterbacks to play like Ryan Tannehill did in 2019, and we're making the playoffs, guaranteed.
I can see this playoffs for the AFC being huge.
Yeah, because our backfield is really good. Our wide receiver core is bad. But we really just need decent play from the wide receivers, and I don't expect nothing bad from the running backs. So I think this team could be a legit playoff contender, and I have the record. Are we saying records at the end and, like, where did we rank them or when we're talking about the team?
Summary, if you want to write yours down and stuff.
You said what, sir?
You can say it now.
Say it now? All right. Well, I have the Steelers going 10-7 and finishing second in this division.
Interesting.
Because, I mean, I feel like this is the best Steelers team we've seen since 2020. And that team wasn't even that good.
I was going to say, y'all weren't that good, though. Like, it was just weird.
Yeah, we just got lucky. We got...
It was like a Lynn Sanity run kind of deal. Like, it
was weird. Yeah, it truly was that. But our offensive line, it took years to get to where we are at the offensive line, quarterback play, and if a wide receiver frees up in the middle of the year, I say we go for that wide receiver. I don't care who it is. I expect the Steelers to do something like that. They usually don't do anything like mid-season, but looking at this wide receiver core, we need to. Defense, I have no worry about. Corner room, I maybe have a little worry, but nothing crazy. Adding Patrick Queen was a beast move. But yeah. What are your thoughts?
Okay. I think y'all are going to suck if you have Russell Wilson. I think Fields all the way. I don't think Russ needs to come in at all. I don't think Russ is that guy anymore. I've thrown him out the window at this point. I think if Russ is your guy to start the year, you lose two games to start the year pretty early. I think Fields comes in, and I think you have a better shot against the Falcons, Broncos, Chargers, and Colts.
But the thing with – I feel like Wilson has to start this season because he's the older quarterback, and, like, we have to see what he has left in the tank. And Fields has Fields expands our offense, though.
Fields looks great for your offense from what I've seen. So
he really does.
I also think it'd look a lot better on the Broncos for releasing Russell Wilson if he doesn't even start for the Steelers this year. So I kind of hope that happens.
Yeah. But
releasing Russ was the perfect thing to do.
Yeah, and we're not paying Russell anything, really.
Yeah, but like that means you don't have to start him.
Yeah.
You traded for Fields. You actually spent some money on Fields. So, I don't know.
Yeah, it just depends on who. I mean, both of them are getting first team reps. So.
And Fields, I think, has looked better. So I would start Fields. I think you go. I think Fields is your better chance at the playoffs because I think, like you said, he expands the offense. He has better rushing upside. He's actually more of a rusher. Russ is more of a pocket mover, like he's more of a scrambler, but Fields is an actual rusher. And so he will expand that offense more so towards that 2019 Titans that you want. Because Tannehill did rush too, remember? Russ won't do that. He gets erratic in the pocket, and he doesn't look good. And that's where your team's downfall is going to lie, is with Russ.
Yeah. Fields really is. I think Russell Wilson is. There's no way I see a world where he's our quarterback one, truly. Like. Yeah. I mean, the only reason I said start him is just because, like, just to see what he has left in the tank or if he has anything.
That's what the preseason's for.
Right? Yeah, but, like, we truly don't know what they are in preseason, though.
Yeah, but it helps. It helps.
Yeah, it does help.
Live game situation, so.
But we have an easy start to this. Like, our first four games are pretty decently easy.
I disagree.
Okay, Falcons.
Playoff team.
On playoff, fair.
Broncos.
Bit of a harder. Broncos.
I'll give you. Chargers. It's Justin Herbert and
Jim. But he's dealing with an injury, though.
He'll be fine.
Yeah, I mean, it's still Justin Herbert. I'm a big Justin Herbert fan, so.
I think that'll be a good game.
Colts.
That'll be, I think, a loss.
I mean, we lost to them last year, though.
Yeah, sure. You're away, though.
With
you're away still.
Backup. Yeah.
Okay, with Fields, I think you have a chance at 3-1. With Russ, I think you have a chance at 2-2.
You're a very big Russ hater, aren't you?
I have become a very big Russ hater this offseason. I may have been converted by a friend to a complete Russ hater, but I do think he was the issue with the Broncos completely and nobody else.
I mean, Russell Wilson ended the year not too bad.
It was padded. It was a lot padded.
Yeah.
He was also their downfall. Watching the Patriots Broncos game, he was the reason they lost. He's the reason it all went downhill. So that's my reason. But I'm gonna do my record prediction for them. I have y'all going 9-8 and missing the playoffs and being third in the division.
Can't go wrong with that prediction, though.
They do this every year, right? You know.
Yeah, we do this every year. So.
And I think y'all are like the ninth seed. You know, like you're close to the playoffs.
I just think our defense is so good.
I do, but.
That it can truly carry us.
By the way, it is looking like the Browns are probably going to get it.
Gosh.
Not official, but they do this every year. The Patriots do this every year. Throw something in there extra.
They give you false hope.
Always. Every wide receiver. Like, you can go back to the beginning of football, I feel like, and you look at the wide receiver drama, and we're always involved, and we're always like the second team. We're always the second pick. Well, why can't the Patriots get a good wide receiver? Because they don't want to come here for some reason.
I was talking to a coworker, and it's funny talking to coworkers about football because, like, they don't know. I don't want to say they don't know anything, but like. There's some people at work that are like, are you sure you, like, watch football? Because we were talking about the Patriots and, like, talking about the all-time great quarterbacks, blah, blah, blah. And we were talking about the Patriots, and this guy at work was like, yeah, Randy Moss has been the only good wide receiver for the Patriots. Tom Brady only had one good wide receiver to throw to. In his career, which was Randy Moss.
No, I'm just kidding.
Which was a bizarre statement.
He had four. Troy Brown, Randy Moss, Wes Walker, Julian Edelman. That's it.
Yeah, I agree that it's Lynn. Brady made the guys around him a lot better. But just saying, like, forgetting these other names are just crazy to me.
It's kind of valid, though. Like, I would forget Troy Brown if I wasn't a Patriots fan. And I would probably forget Wes Welker if I'm just thinking around that era and I'm thinking just, like, Patriots. I would think of just Randy Moss with Brady. So I can understand that one, too. Edelman, though, but, I can't really let that slide, but...
Yeah, like, playoff Edelman was a Hall of Famer.
If Edelman played like he did in the Hall of Fame every year, he'd probably be in the Hall of Fame, but he's probably not going to get there. I don't think he'll ever get there, but he'll be in the Patriots Hall of Fame, and I can live with that.
Yeah, he's got it, yeah. But, talked about the Steelers.
Yeah.
I'm higher on them than most people. I mean, obviously. No surprise.
I hope you're higher.
But on to the Browns. You can start first. So I started first for my team.
So for me, the Browns, their biggest weaknesses lie right now, with their quarterback, their run game, and which O-lineman they're starting. Okay. Because they have good O-linemen, but who's starting? Because some of them are better than others, and some you're paying more than others. So I'm curious to see what they do there. Okay. So, obviously that's going to be a big issue. Deshaun Watson sucks. I'm out. Like I am with Russ, I am out on Deshaun Watson. I think he's holding the team back at this point. I think them trading for him was the worst trade in NFL history, worse than the Broncos. It was terrible. I think they'll draft a quarterback this year. I think Nick Chubb potentially not being able to play for a couple weeks to start the year is going to hurt them. Start of their season, right? You know, Cowboys, Jaguars, Giants. Okay, that's winnable. Raiders, again, winnable. Commanders, probably winnable. Eagles, winnable. Not winnable. Start the year, though, they're probably starting like 3-3. Bengals, I think they'll lose. And then Ravens, like, they got a kind of tough schedule looking at it.
This team, it comes down to how good can Deshaun Watson play.
Yes. I don't have much to say other than they just got some issues. I got them at like 6-11 right now. They're like 7-10. I don't see them being that great. Like, I see them, you know, taking three games right here, you know, 1-2-3, and then 4-L straight or something, and then like another game to the Saints. Couple division games, Broncos maybe, you know, something like that, you know? 6 or 7 games in there. That's all I see.
Okay, but this defense is so good that, like...
It's going to keep them in games, but if you don't have the quarterback, it's not going to matter. Like the Patriots last year, right?
But the Browns were a playoff team last year, and they improved.
Sure, but their QB2 was Flacco, and Flacco ended up being good.
No, he became a Madden quarterback.
He did. It was weird.
Like.
It's very weird. It was definitely the Linsanity run for the Browns was last year. Like y'all's was in 2020.
Yeah. Did you say their prediction or their record?
Yeah, I said 7-10. I think I'll stick with 7-10.
So dead last?
Yeah, dead last.
I'm not as low on the Browns as you are. It comes down to Deshaun Watson, obviously. Had great defense. If they can replicate what they did on defense last year, then they are a for sure, I don't want to say, like, I don't know. I was about to say, like, a lock for the playoffs, but I can't see that. Deshaun Watson surely will be off the team by the end of this year.
After this year, yeah.
And if they get Brandon, is that with your Brandon Ayuk on the team?
Oh, without Brandon Ayuk. If they get Brandon Ayuk, probably also 9-8. I think Deshaun Watson still holds them back. Or if Jameis comes in, early enough, probably 7-10. But I'll stick with. I'm not going to assume injuries or trades. I'm going off of right now. I'm saying 7-10.
7-10. Yeah, that's not too bad. I'm going to go 9-8. Being third in their division.
You have them third?
I do.
Oh, brother. Okay, let's just get on. Let's get to it.
Dude, I asked you at the before we started this podcast, how high are you on the Vapor?
Wait, are you predicting an injury? Because if so, get out.
No, that's awful. No, that's awful. I predict
four games.
Jamar Chase gets injured. All the players.
Yeah, all the
players. Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase.
Whole team gets strep throat the entire year. Can't play.
Strep throat.
Brother, look at the first six games. They're going 4-2.
Okay, Buck. Oh wait, first. That's preseason.
Hold on.
Patriots. I could see an upset there.
They're kicking our butts. I'm saying.
Okay, but the Bengals' defense, the Bengals' defense last year was bad. It was really, really bad. And they did not improve on defense at all this year. With who?
Hold on. I thought they improved.
And they lost.
That's tragic. Let me see. I don't know. I feel like
where did they
improve? There was somebody. Their corner room did get a little better. Like, I think that their corner room is fine. Geno Stone they added. That was, I think, last year. Was this year?
They had a bottom five defense last year. Their offensive line still not great. Yes, but still, it's not. They got Mims, which he was kind of in a good system offensive line.
You loved Mims. Free draft.
No. I was weirded because, like, the Georgia's offense would, like, their offensive line would always go, I think it was either right or left. And it was just, like, weird to scout Mims on that offensive line. I really like J.C. Latham.
That's who it was. That's right. Yeah, I remember that now.
I don't know how. I think Mims was, like, my fifth favorite offensive lineman.
Yeah, he was. But he's, okay, right now he's not starting. That he's a project, so they're working him in. So he doesn't have to start. They have Orlando Brown and Trent Brown. They're not.
And you lose Tyler Boyd.
That I'm worried about. A little bit.
And after Jamar Chase and T. Higgins, it gets a little scary past them.
Burton? I was not a Burton fan because of the off-field stuff. But if he gets rid of that crap, he is going to be a stud. I'll say it
now. Yeah, I mean Burton, yeah, we don't know yet. But I'm just not a big fan of this team.
I do understand it.
Because the defense, offensive line, defense bad, offensive line, Wide receiver, I'm okay with. They have Chase and T. Higgins. Burrow, obviously. Running back, I think, is fine.
I like the running backs. I'm a big Chase Brown fan.
No, okay. Thinking about this, actually, I'm going to move the Browns down to 4 and then have the Bengals at 3. Because the Browns don't have players like Burrow, Jamar Chase, Higgins. They just don't have those X factors on their team.
Please, thank you.
You said what?
I mean, you have such Bengals hate.
Dude, I still... There are some times where I'm still in that, like, 2014-15 Bengals team era where I'm like, oh, gosh, I hate this team. Because they were so dirty back then.
They were awful. The whole division was, though. Your team included.
But, like, fair, but I can't really defend myself there.
This division is known as the Thug Division. I mean, come on.
But that's what makes it fun, though.
True.
Like in-division games, like sometimes I go back and watch Ravens and Steelers games because I love how physical it is. Like, they look like they really hate each other out there.
Yeah.
They did. Yeah.
I watched back a clip of Gronk, I think, laying out Ed Reed on a clip, and it made me laugh. I don't know why. I just didn't expect it.
Yeah. What's your record prediction for the Bengals?
Did you say yours?
No, I did not.
I was gonna let you do yours, then I'll do my stuff.
I have them finishing. Nine and eight as well.
Yeah, so you have three teams at 9-8.
Yeah, and they beat the Browns twice.
Okay, that's valid. Okay, for me, so, I might go in-depth here because this is like a little half-biased. I'm half-biased with the Bengals. I will admit my bias, but it is
possible. You like the Bengals, don't you?
I do like the Bengals. Joe Burrow, man. It's Joe Burrow.
I mean, I like Joe Burrow. Oh, I really do.
Slim Shady, okay? You've seen the haircut, right?
Yeah, I have. Dude, he rocks any haircut he has.
My girlfriend hated it because she's a big Burrow fan. And I sent it to her jokingly. I go, hey, your other boyfriend shaved his head.
Other boyfriend is hilarious.
Yeah. I was like, well, I said, one of your boyfriends got a buzz cut because she wants me to do it. And I said, no. She was laughing. She was also so mad because he did it. I mean, exactly. That's why I'm not doing it. For me, okay, I might go through, like, talk it out. Patriots, I think they beat us. Chiefs, good game. I think regular season Patrick will beat regular season Burrow. So that's a loss. So start 1-1. This is the only time I'm going to go in-depth with this division. I might do it with the Ravens, too. Commanders, easy win. So that's 2-1. Panthers, 3-1. Ravens, again, good game. I think the Ravens probably sweep, because haven't they done that a lot lately?
Yeah, Ravens in in-division games are like, that's where they lose.
Yeah, that's like their kryptonite, I swear. They can win the division, they'll be fine. So yeah, they're gonna be 3-1. The Ravens, they're gonna be 3-2. Giants, 4-2. Browns, 5-2. Eagles, 6-2. Okay, I'm gonna hate on the Eagles this year a little bit more.
Oh, I completely agree with you.
Raiders 7-2. Ravens are gonna lose, and then you go 7-3. Chargers 8-3, and then post bye, I think they'll beat the Steelers. I might be giving them a little too much credit. Hold on, because they're going to lose another game here. Beat the Steelers once. So it'll be, what am I at, 9-3?
Eight and three.
Yeah, 8-3 for the Chargers. So that was 9-3, Chargers. So yeah, 9-3 for the Steelers. I think Cowboys, regular season Cowboys are weird. Am I wrong?
They're a good team in regular season, Cowboys.
Bad team postseason. I think Cowboys will win because they are in Texas. There's an 8-game gap, so they might get rusty. So yeah, I'll go 9-4. Titans 10-4. Cleveland 11-4. Broncos 12-4, and then 12-5 with the Steelers. So I'm gonna say 12-5.
You think they're gonna be one of the best teams?
I do. I think the Bengals with Burrow. Burrow's healthy to start this year. He was not healthy to start last year. He was hurt all of last year, and they still went what, like 7-8?
Yeah.
7-10. What did they do last year?
There you go.
They were fourth last year.
Yeah, they were fourth. I mean, and a lot of that was because of their defense. I think their defense is really bad. They allowed 370 yards per game.
Yes, they were terrible last year, but I thought they got a little better. I thought they fixed up a little bit. But they went 9-8 last year with a hurt Burrow. With that defense, I mean, come on, healthy Burrow with a little better defense, I got 12-5. That's where I'm sticking. So second division, 12-5. Ravens obviously are going to be better.
We usually agree on things, but this is one of the few times we don't.
It's like, we both got our personal biases a little bit. There's some agreement, there's some disagreement. I do think the Steelers are going to be good. I think this whole division is going to be good. It's always a bloody division, in a way, as I like to say.
It really is.
Yeah.
I just think 9-8, and they beat the Browns twice.
Which I had them beating the Browns twice, too. I just don't see them. I think they lose. They could go 11-6, or 12-5. Like that range is where I see them right now. Just slightly above the Browns and Steelers.
I mean, they do have an easier schedule.
It helps coming last in the division.
It might change before the season. My prediction.
It's fair.
But
the prediction's not, like, it's valid. It's not invalid at all. Like, it's a good prediction. This whole division's rough, and they're going to kick each other down and keep all of them out besides the Ravens.
Yeah.
Which will be really funny.
I think if Jameis Winston comes in for Deshaun Watson, the Browns could get better with Jameis Winston.
Easily.
I think they might be a better team with Jameis Winston as quarterback.
I can see it. Okay. Side note. Hold on. What is that Chiefs' first 2 weeks? They go from Baltimore home, and they stay home, and they face the Bengals. They get to be home 2 games to start the year against two of their biggest competitors. That's ridiculous. That's insanely ridiculous. They're going to have a 10-day gap. In games.
Yeah, I mean the Chiefs just
I feel like they got it off easy.
Yeah, but they could win the Super Bowl this year again.
No, please no, please no, please no.
Like, I know you hate to hear that, but like,
No, please no.
They we'll talk about the Chiefs whenever we get around to them. But
so we get to the West, which will be last. Yeah, they're going to be last. They're going to be the second to last division we talk about. Do you want to start with the Baltimore, or should I?
Yeah, you can. Wait, who started last time?
You did.
Okay, yeah, you can start now.
All right. So, for me, I got Baltimore being the one seed, obviously. That's all that's left. I'm saying, so I had the Bengals going like 11-6, 12-5. The Ravens are going to win one more game. Whatever the Bengals do, the Ravens win one more game. So whether that's 12-5 or 13-4, they will win one more game.
I mean, you kind of got to look at coaching, too, with the Bengals. Like, Zach Taylor, in my opinion, is not that good of a head coach.
But he's also not that bad.
But he's not that bad. He's like a... He's just in the middle ground.
Yeah, he's the worst coach in the division, but that's because all the other coaches are that good.
Dude, I love that you said that because the Browns head coach, what's his name? Kevin Stefanski? Dude, Browns fans were wanting him fired last year.
Wild.
Which is crazy.
See, and like, if we were still needing a head coach and Mayo wasn't available and Stefanski was available, dog, I'd take that in a heartbeat.
Oh, 100%. Or Mike Vrabel. I think Mike Vrabel could have cooked for y'all.
He's with the Browns right now.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. I hope he gets
it. But it's just, it's crazy that Mike Vrabel didn't get a head coaching job this offseason.
That was such a wild time when they all got fired.
Yeah. Good for him. I mean, good that he moved on from the Titans, because like, I feel like they needed just like a different head coach.
They both needed out. Yeah. But yeah, I think Ravens, I'll say, because I said for the Bengals originally, I said 12-5, so I'll say 13-4. I think they beat the Chiefs. I think they'll lose a couple weird games. You know, I think they'll sweep the Bengals. They might lose to the Steelers in there. You know, once or twice. They might lose. I think they'll lose to Houston this go around. Maybe Dallas or something. Like, there's just going to be a few awkward games. Like, just a couple awkward games in there that I think they'll lose.
Yeah, like, Lamar is, when he starts, hold up. I want to look up that.
If the Ravens somehow lose Lamar, forget it. Throw it out the window. They're screwed. But they got better. I think they got better. Outside of their defense, I thought their defense, their corner room got better. Everything else, yeah.
Lamar is 2-4 against the Steelers. Which is that's crazy.
Yeah, so I think he'll lose one, win one, or lose two. You know, like, I don't feel very, like I'm saying any falsities when I'm like, yeah, he'll probably lose one and win one. So yeah, I'll almost say 13-4 because it, like, honestly, looking at their schedule, I'm like, how is this a rough schedule?
It's really not, yeah. But they did lose Mike McDaniel, their defensive coordinator, which.
So they could go 12-5 as well as the Bengals, but they'll have beaten them twice, kind of like how you had it with the reverse of the Browns.
Yeah.
So yeah, if they end up going 12-5, but I think they'll beat the Bengals twice.
I think you're too high on the Bengals, but I see where you're coming from.
I think their defense got better. That's my thing. I think their team got better.
Yeah, and Joe Burrow just knows how to win. Like, he's just a winner.
It's not a stat, but it's an important thing. If that makes any sense to anybody. It's not a stat that you use, but it is an important mental trait that you need to note.
Yeah. Like, if you have a quarterback that knows how to win, like Lamar, Joe Burrow, Mahomes,
Allen,
like, all these guys know how to win, and it doesn't matter so much what's around him. They just know how to make their team better. And that's truly what you need from a quarterback. And when you have those guys, you're going into the season confident. And I think two of these four teams have those guys in this division. So,
man, excited to see it. Yeah. What's your record prediction? I didn't hear it.
So the Ravens, they got one of the best corners in this draft. So, dude, that was I remember texting you. I was like, oh my gosh, no way the Ravens just had this handed to them. And just Nate Wiggins, like, but the Ravens, they didn't get worse. They got better this offseason. So on the offensive side of the ball, they might have gotten a little worse on defense, but I'm not worried about them. They still got dogs on defensive side of the ball. And this team just all around is a solid team. They just need to learn how to win in the playoffs. That's what I'm worried for them.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to be a playoff team. They're going to be the one seed in this division. And I have them 12-5 as well.
Valid.
It's
just once playoff rolls around, that's where I get worried with them. Like, regular season, not worried. Like, it's like the Cowboys. I'm not worried until the regular season ends.
Yeah. This just Raven teams. It's a scary team to face.
The corner room's great. The linebacker room got worse. Safety room's great. Edge group. Okay, I'm blanking. Who are their edge rushers?
I think they got Clowney. No.
He's mid, but.
I think Clowney is a solid.
Guy.
I think he's solid. Like, he's someone I would like on a team.
Like a third piece. Not like as your one or two, but like your
third, yeah.
Like your third guy, like your rotation guy. Yeah,
rotational guy, he's solid.
Yeah, I don't hate that. And they do have that great defensive tackle. Why his name is escaping me, I don't know. They just signed him to that extension, though. He's good. So, okay. Offensive line kind of worries me just a little bit. Like, I don't know. Like, I felt like that was an issue for them this past year a little bit. Their wide receiver core got better, but still worries me. It always will. Because I feel like they have Zay, and then they got my boy Tez Walker.
Yeah, they don't just have a true number one out there.
No, they don't. Which I think Zay could end up being that, but he's not there yet. And then they have Bateman. I think Bateman's a dog. First player I ever scouted, so I'm going to be a little biased with him.
You were high on Bateman, weren't you?
He was my wide receiver 4 in that draft. Oh. Okay, perspective-wise, Chase, Waddle, Smith, Bateman. So, you know.
Yeah.
A little perspective on that. Which wasn't ridiculous at the time, I will say. Nobody thought I was ridiculous for saying it.
I mean, it longevity, it's been pretty good.
It's been pretty solid. But there's been, I think St. Brown was that group, was he not?
Yeah, but he was like a 4th-round pick.
Yeah, no, I was new. So, like, it's not like I could have known.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about the offensive line, too, is Lamar had – this was the lowest amount of time that he got the ball off really quickly this year, the quickest he's ever did in his career. So I'm not too worried about the offensive line because it's Lamar. He creates plays. He's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. Top 2 for sure. And he's not too – no, I'm playing – Yeah.
We did our quarterbacks, though, this offseason. Y'all go check it out. We have our top 32 quarterbacks. That was last month, of course, before the big hiatus, but, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this division's a good one. I feel like that's all we can say, you know? I don't feel like there's much more to say about it.
Yeah, and you can really just flip-flop some teams in this division too.
It's a bunch of dogs. Like, they will fight.
It will be a bloodbath.
Didn't they do a logo change or something?
The Browns. Yeah, they do one every year. Like last year they were doing, they did a logo change or like a field change. Excuse me.
Yeah, they have like the dog now.
Yeah.
Was that last year? I don't even know. It's blending together. But yeah. Any last thoughts on this division?
No. I mean, it's just going to be a total bloodbath this year, so.
Yeah.
So, so mine is Ravens, Steelers, Bengals, Browns. Yours is?
Ravens, Bengals, Steelers, Browns. We flip-flopped Steelers and Bengals.
There.
So not too much different.
Yeah. So I'm going to post that on TikTok. So.
Yeah.
But yeah. It's the AFC North.
Yeah, that's our AFC North. So we'll wrap it up there for the day. Again, we apologize for the month of hiatus, but we're back. Back better than ever. So I just want to say thank you all for listening to another episode of the Dropback Podcast. Be sure wherever you're listening to leave a like, follow, subscribe, or a comment. We always appreciate it. If y'all disagree with any takes or anything, you know, let us down in the comments below on TikTok or any of our platforms like Spotify or wherever we go. So we appreciate it. Tune into the next one and peace out.
Peace.